On this date in Missouri Senate history, the date was October 29, 1861, second day of the second week of the extra session of the rebel legislature. This unprecedented session had started on October 21st at Masonic Hall in Neosho. Then Governor Claiborne Fox Jackson had led Southern sympathizing lawmakers out of Jefferson City at the end of the summer. The first week of this session included naming leadership positions, committees, and assignments. Roll calls were not taken because members knew only a small number of the entire Missouri General Assembly had followed Jackson into Southwest Missouri. Eventually, they would leave the Show Me State altogether. Also, none of the legislation introduced during these days was numbered. Lawmakers depended on bill names and subjects. For instance, messages from the House would reveal the Speaker had signed three bills. One declared the political ties heretofore existing between the state of Missouri and the United States of America dissolved. The other ratified the Constitution for the provisional government of the Confederate States of America. The third provided for the defense of the state of Missouri. This was the only action for the day. Rebel lawmakers would next meet on October 31st at the Berry County Courthouse in Cassville. The extra, or third, session would adjourn on November 7th. October 29, 1861, the date marking the second day of the second week of the extra or third session of the 21st General Assembly, or commonly known as the Rebel Legislature, on this date in Missouri Senate history.